Can the current daf and sechzes b'mitzvah daf peites begin on base? We can tell some asked. The gemara kaitzes it that they made this up. Achas achas oichel, then they could eat one at a time. So perish bekunches. Rashi explains katzatz. He made up ima balabayis with the homeowner. I'm not sheichel on the condition that he's going to be able to eat. So hashta habakein mekach. So now it's like a purchase. So therefore, one at a time he could eat because less than that is not considered a gurim. But two, then it's already going to be a chashivas like a mekach, and therefore has a shem gurim, and therefore it's forbidden. So it says nil rabbein tam, if it seems rabbein tam del perushoi, according to his interpretation, koya reisha, it's going under reisha, asachar leder, when he hires him to do hoeing. The asachar leitzer, because he would hire him to do the harvesting, lo meyis nebechinim, why would he stipulate for nothing, given in that Torah eichel? Biblically, you could already eat, because that's gemar malacha. And also, why would making a set agreement that would be effective, that he cannot each time two at a time, like, oh, because of Mekach, it's for nothing they're doing it, because you could eat as much as you want. But Koshek says, now it's a little bit difficult. The Mai Parach, what's the question? Kiven the Katzatz, since he made a set agreement, whatever he wants to eat, Why is it so obvious that I'll be able to eat with the salt, Mishum the Katzas, because they had a set agreement, but they didn't specify you could eat it with salt. It was necessary to make the Katzitza, because the Medina level Ocho Klal, because Mekar Halach would not be able to eat it at all, because he hired him to do the hoeing. He explains katzatz is shehisna. He stipulated shalei lechol ella esapesu esam. Actually, the agreement. You're right. You don't need agreement. It's actually to minimize only 10 or 20. Avashtapark shabbat. Now it makes sense. The gemara is asking, might the boy yachlam whatever he wants, he could eat it with. Why would you think you can't have it with salt? Next says not to begin with the gemara. Shtaim shtaim leyachol. Two at a time you cannot eat because the mekach kaveya bedavish enigma malach de lemaisa because a purchase established by someone that's already finished the process from Isaac. And when you pick out two at a time, that's considered as a gurin, because the body is not making any other gurin. It's ain of bezeh, and therefore it's considered already chayv in Isaac. And Eretz Yisrael, living in the salt, creates a kvias. Because the Maisa Deraisa, so it's considered Kamam Locha, which is Mimigal's Das, that there's no other garden. Now, Mahidil El, now this is the Gemara previously said, the Ketani La Yisvais, that you cannot dip into salt, my bar, it's a Toma Neret Yisrael. So this is the time we're going to say, Mailam Okalah, Hidil La Yisvais, why don't you say the one that you cannot dip in salt, Mishaman Dab Dab Acher, is because of grapes with something else, Kedam Mekar, like we had previously said. He just subs with melach, and this that you could dip in the salt. Go yeah, safer, go into safer. Umayri bein beitz, and bein mechutzlaot, and it's going on both eretzon and chutzlaot. And b'kamash one, the chiddush is the lekabes vista that dipping in salt does not create a kvias. So they're talking about two different ideas. That this aliyisvis is for a different halacha because it's just another davar acher. But this week, dipping the salt is just talking about regarding that it just doesn't make a kvias of ma'isa. And v'hashle tikshle had the parach ad abayis. Now, it wouldn't be difficult in what this Gemara is asking the bias. Why didn't the Gemara say this? But something you can say is, no, the ilav dashim in b'shem makom, if we didn't say anywhere, this tfisa kava, that dipping in the salt creates a kvias, la'av dashim in b'shem chiddush, it wouldn't be teaching us anything how he brings this FS. This bias says that you could dip in the salt. Lachimuki, lahi deliyisvis, and therefore rather the Gemara prefers to say that this that says you can dip in the salt is b'arts in Eretz Yisrael. Shom, this is Fisa Kava, because the dipping in salt creates a kvias. And Hashtag Mash Malan, and now we're teaching you that he the safest, this that you can dip in salt, the Avagav, the Arts Kava, and the Vinarit salt creates a kvias. But Vachutzlaritz le Kava, Chutzlaritz does not create a kvias. Next testament, the beginning of the Gemara, with Tartim and Nolan, the Kava Svisa. When it's two, how do we know that, like Rashi says, in other words, how do you know you need two, and less than that would not create a kvias? So he's explaining, Mekachnamik Kaba Betarti, a purchase also is established with Tukadamal, like I think Mark previously said. Ella, Mishum, the Svisa Kaminan, it's just because since we're talking about dipping in salt, not at Svisa, but really it's in general a question, how do you know two is creating a Kvias? Next is Mount Dipping with the words of Gemara, the Rav Masna answers, because the Pasuk says, Ki Kibtsam, because when you gather them, Ka'ama Garna, like the sheaves as the Garen, which Tosfos explains as fach, it's only an illusion because the pasuk is talking about umes oil. Next Tosfos has to begin the Gemara Malachzis betfua. When they would soak the barley in water and dry it in the oven and thresh it with the cows to remove the husks, which Tosfos says leilas lechemayr. It's not too much to make bread out of it. The heich of the shekel chalik is when there's an application of chala. Lazin basu gemar malachim leis. We don't go after gemar malacha. The Mai says we said in the manal. El betfua rather to make grain las kloyes to make roasted grain like granola. A shasus mari or this shasus which is a mixture of flour, but there wouldn't be a chiv of chala.